Are you a wholesaler that's getting leads and you're going to see these properties unprepared? Well, in this show, I'm going to share with you the 5 tools that are a must-have for every wholesaler when you go to every property visit. And the 5th tool is one that most of you don't ever take with you. So I'm going to share all this in this show. Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And if this is your first time joining us, I want to welcome you to the show where we share with you the right way to invest in real estate. No gimmicks, no fluff, no sizzle. This is right, real strategies that we implement in today's market. All right. So if you haven't already and you gain some value, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the following shows that we're going to be getting out to you guys. So, like I said, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the 5 tools that you must have as a wholesaler every time you go visit a house. All right? These are important. I want you to write these down. I'm putting links below to all the ones, if you don't know where to get them and all this, I'm putting links below to all of these tools. You must have them, all right? This is not an opinion. This is not a perhaps. You must have these tools with you, all right? So get your notes out, get ready, and let's get into the tools. All right, tool number 1, tape measure. I know, you think, simple, whatever, tape measure. What I do is my tape measure is with me at all times, right next to my car door, right there. As soon as I open the car door, tape measure is right there every single time. Why is it important to have a tape measure with you? It's not necessarily to measure the house, all right? That rarely is needed. Where it becomes necessary is when you are getting into a property where they've done some maybe modifications. Like they kind of converted a garage or done something along those lines, or maybe they did an addition. Now you want to make sure you measure that space out and you have that information. So when you go check, you make sure whether that space has been accounted on the square footage or not, because this is going to affect the value of the home. And I hope that makes sense, right? The best tape measure that I like to use personally, and yes, there is a preference, is the FatMax, all right? The reason we like using this one is because when you open this one up, it's called FatMax for a reason. You see how thick it is? So we like it because this one you can extend over a long, you know, stretch of space, and it doesn't break, snap, twist like all the other tape measures do. And that becomes very helpful when you have to do this, especially by yourself. So you want to make sure you take a tape measure with you. And when you're measuring for square footage, don't measure inside the house. All right. Nobody measures inside the house. Measurements are taken on the exterior of the house. Why does this matter to you? Because that could be a lot of extra square footage that you are not accounting for, right? The thickness of the walls and everything, you're not accounting for that if you measure inside. When appraisers go and all of these people go to measure a house, they measure it from the outside of the house. So whenever you see like an 1800 square foot house, it's actually not 1800 livable square footage. That's the perimeter of the house, not including the garage. But that's the square footage of the house. The inside of the house is probably closer to 1600 livable square footage. So always measure the exterior. It's going to help you. Where else is it going to help you is like right now, we went to see a property that we're picking up in a few weeks, and it has a laundry room, but this laundry room is not put in as livable space because it was part of like a garage conversion. So we kind of looked at it. We're like, all right, if we dump an AC duct in here, change the door and everything, we can make this livable space, which adds square footage to the property. So we had the tape measure, measured out the room, and we calculated an extra 150 square feet. That is real value, right? That is real profit that can come in just by understanding that that's there. And as a wholesaler, that is so important to you because you want to be educated. You want to be a smart wholesaler, because when you bring a buyer in, they're going to look maybe at the county data and they see the square footage, but you tell them, yeah, but all you got to do is drop an AC duct, and now this just became an extra 150 square feet, right? Things that a lot of investors may not know. And you look like a pro because you do. So make sure you are taking a tape measure with you every single time. The next tool, tool number two, flashlight. All right. Your phone is not enough. You need a real flashlight. There's a lot of houses that I go to and, you know, especially the very distressed properties, there are times that they don't have lights, you know? They don't even have light bulbs in some of the rooms, the bedrooms and stuff. And you open it and they have like sheets and towels over the windows and it's really dark and you can't get in there. Or at times you got to crawl up in the crawl space to see. I like personally, depending on how old the house is and how I see everything working, I like to check the ductwork in the crawl spaces in the attics, because a lot of times if the ductwork is screwed up, that could be an extra $1,600 on a 1,500 square foot home, just replacing the ductwork, right? So you want to make sure you take a flashlight with you. And this is my favorite one. This is a Craftsman one. I actually won this one at the Alamo Rio Christmas party last year, and it quickly became my favorite one because it's rechargeable, which is awesome. It's rechargeable, and I'm not going to light it up because it's going to be ridiculous. But this thing, when you light it up, it literally lights up a room. I mean, this thing is beyond bright. And what's cool is it has a little lever here, so you can like stand it up and all that. So if you're listening on the podcast, go to YouTube, watch the video, so you can see the tools that I'm talking about. But definitely a flashlight is part of your necessary toolbox, because again, you're gonna use it so much. And when you don't have it, you're gonna realize your cell phone's little light is just not enough. Speaking of which, tool number three, cell phones. Cell phones are so important because you want to take pictures, all right? Every time you go to a house, do not miss out on the opportunity to take pictures. And I'm not talking about, you know, just one picture here or there. No, no, you got to take pictures. I'm talking about a lot of pictures. On a 1,000 square foot home, I can take no less than 50 pictures, all right? The bigger the home, the more pictures I'm taking. What you want to think about when you're taking pictures is you want to be able to do as much of a virtual tour as possible. Now, I know you're probably saying, why not record a video? Videos suck. One thing annoys me more than anything is when a wholesaler sends me a lead with a video and not pictures. Because now I got to wait for all their spinning around, their phone is out of focus, this area was too dark, that I didn't even get to see what happened, and they're moving me wherever the hell they think is important, right? So it doesn't help me. It becomes more annoying, and it's harder for me to see what I want to see. Where a picture, you actually get a lot more detail, a lot more pixels coming into the image, and you can see a lot more of the details. And I can actually flip through the pictures a lot faster and see the ones that interest me. So I've said this a bunch of times. When you take pictures, you want to stand on one corner of the room, take a picture that way, stand on the other corner, take a picture that way. Like, you want to be able to see the whole room. Ceiling, floors, walls, windows, everything, all right? Because everything is part of the house. And as a final investor that maybe needs to renovate the house, they want to get a good idea of what the repairs are. Again, annoying thing is you send an investor a deal that the numbers look good and you send them like five pictures. Damn it, now I got to make the trip out there. Oh, but I told them the repairs are 30 grand. What the hell do you know about repairs, right? And that's not an insult on you. It's just, you don't know the guys they use. You don't know the contracting crew they use. Maybe they're more expensive than yours. Maybe they're cheaper than yours. You just don't know. Maybe that person likes to do different types of rehab. You just don't know. So don't think for your investor. Give them a ton of pictures, because when you send me a bunch of pictures, I can go through them and I can make a decision whether I'm like pretty much 90% sure I'm gonna buy the house, all right? So it's so much more useful. Take a phone with you and take a bunch of pictures. Tool number four, one of my favorite tools. It is this water leveler, all right? So this is literally a jug of water that comes with the leveler. Again, I'm gonna put a link below on all this. And I'm also gonna put a link to the video I did on how we use this lever. Leveler. So pretty much this is the bulk of it, right? So you guys can see on the video. And it comes with this little see-through, hose. And it's attached to that tank. And that tank, what you'll use, and you can go to any, Don't want to get too far from the mic. But you can go to any grocery store and get like regular food dye. Just whatever food dye, whatever color you feel like using. And you dye it as dark as you possibly can. That the only reason for that is so you can see the liquid better. Because water is not that visible in a clear tube. So that water leveler, always with us. Every time we go to a house. Because if you see a house that maybe you open the door and the door just opens on its own. Or they have like something holding the door open. That's not a selling feature, all right? Self-opening doors or self-closing doors is not a selling feature. That's foundation issues. If you see angled cracks, not vertical or horizontal, angled cracks on window corners or doors, any type of frame, that's usually where you're going to see them the most. Any angled cracks, any bricks outside of the house is bricks, and you see any angled cracks on through the bricks and stuff, those are all signs of foundation issues. And you're obviously going to have bigger signs, of course, if it has major foundation issues. What you want to determine now is how bad is this, right? So the water leveler has helped us a ton to determine how serious of foundation issues can this house have. So I have an issue where I actually can walk through a house and I feel it has foundation issues. So I have an issue of motion sickness. So whenever like things get a little too wobbly, I get nauseous. And I don't know if that's the reason or what, but when I walk through a house, I can walk through and I can feel if the house is like leaning towards certain directions, right? And so when I walk through, I'm like, this house doesn't quite feel leveled. So we'll bring this out. And I want to know, is the house falling away from itself, right? Like at the middle and it's pulling in different directions. Those are severe foundation issues. But like this house that we went to see, the one that I was telling you about the ductwork before, if it's mostly on one, if it's all on one side of the house, right? And it's pretty much at like a ramp, picture like a ramp. And it's just more like, 2 inches up on this side and it goes down evenly throughout the whole house. That could be normal settling. Okay, that could be just normal foundation settling. And that you can actually get an engineer's report and they'll tell you the same thing. We got one on a house. This is where we actually learned this. On a house, it was 5 inches from one side of the house to the other. Now you're going to say, well, get a foundation bid. A foundation company came in to that one with 5 inches and he said, oh yeah, you got 5 inches. We got to lift the whole house, put supporting piers over here, blah, blah, blah. It was huge foundation work. And we decided to get an engineer's report out, an engineer out there and get an engineer's report. And he's like, he looked at the house. He says, no, the foundation is doing what it needs to do. It's settling even. So pretty much how the guy explained it, he's like, it's going to settle on one end and then the other end is going to come. Where the issue comes in is if it settles on one end and then it snaps, right? Like the middle just stays and then the other side just falls. Now you have foundation issues. So they give you an engineer letter certified by them. And we didn't have to do the foundation. It's normal settling. So on this house, we checked it out and everything. Same exact thing. It's 2 inches. If we would have had a foundation company, they probably would have told us, it's going to be like $8,000 to foundation work. But because we already know this, we know what it is. So what we wanted to check, though, is was it going to be, and I don't want to get a little too far, but it ties to this. because we had the 2 inches, we wanted to verify that the plumbing was still good underneath, that they didn't have any leaks or anything that's going to cause more foundation issues. So we actually got a camera, we got our plumber, went out there, and they scoped all the plumbing lines, right? Because that could be a very, very expensive issue to fix later if you don't check it out now. And right now it's $400 to do it versus thousands of dollars if you jump in and you didn't know it was there. It's even fine to buy the house knowing that's there, but I'd rather spend $400 now and realize, oh crap, there's a lot of plumbing issues and it's not factored in and this wholesaler can't get it down any lower. I'd rather back out now and just lose $400 than get in and have to spend thousands of dollars more and hopefully maybe make it. I always say, don't let luck be part of your investment strategy, all right? Make sure it's tactics, strategies, and common sense that's part of your investment strategy. Time for the bonus tip that most of you do not have with you every time you go see a house. I want you to comment below, okay? Let me know if this has been you or if this is you. Do you ever leave your house without contracts. I know you're probably like, this is it. Yes, this is huge. As a wholesaler, what is your one and only job? Get a property under contract. You cannot get a property under contract if you don't have contracts. All right? You need contracts with you at all time. I have contracts in my bag. I have a stack of contracts in my car. I have a stack of contracts in my wife's car. I have a stack of contracts at home. I have a stack of contracts at the office. There is nowhere I'm going to be where there isn't a stack of contracts. Why? Because when you go see a house for the first time, you want to make sure you are there to get it under contract. As an investor, there are so many times that you're there and you're talking and you're clicking with the owner, you're building amazing rapport, you're just on a roll, right? Like, I mean, they're asking questions, you're answering them, everything's going great, they're getting motivated, they're like, man, you know, especially if they're going through a real hard time, a real difficult situation, they're like, holy crap, you know, this person's really gonna be able to help us. So they're fired up, they're pumped up, and they're like, yeah, let's do it. And you're like, I'll be back because I don't have contracts. Of course, what are you going to say? Well, you know, first I got to go back to the office and talk to my partner and run some numbers and blah, blah, blah. Don't be an idiot. Don't lose that opportunity. You don't want people to cool off. You don't want people to start second guessing themselves because it does happen. All right. My number one rule is whenever I go to properties, if I want to come out with a contract. If I don't come out with a contract on the first visit, the chances of me getting a contract go down tremendously, all right? The majority of the time I go see a house, I buy the house, the majority of the time, all right? I'm always ready to close. I'm always ready to get it under contract. Now, you're probably saying, because it's happened to me, right? You're driving and then you get a call from a homeowner and hopefully you're smart and you're doing your calls correctly. And what's a correct call look like? Hi, oh, you want to sell your house? Great, can I go right now? That should be the only questions you ask them. Now, well, why are you selling? And how's your dog feel? And what is, stop it, stop wasting time, all right? If you need deals, unless if you're killing it, if you're killing it, you have a ton of deals, you can afford to get rid of deals, then fine, go through the whole spiel, qualify them, figure out if it's something worth your time. But if you're like most wholesalers and you haven't even done your first deal, there's nothing to qualify. What's the qualifying question? Hi, I want to sell my house. Done. Qualified. Could it be a shit deal? Maybe. Right? Could it be a great deal? Maybe. So what are the options? Garbage or great? I'm willing to take the chance and go see. Right? Eventually you become good enough and you'll have enough deals that you can actually pick and choose and ask more questions. But you set that appointment off the bat. So you set that appointment, turn that car around. You must have contracts in your car. All right? It's happened to me. That's why I'm telling you. I've showed up to the house. I'm great at negotiating. I'm great at face-to-face and everything's going good. And now I'm like, shit, I don't have contracts. You know, and what do I tell them? Well, I got to run numbers and all this. Stop it. You don't need to. Even if you feel like you need to run numbers, you don't. You don't need to run numbers. Get it under contract. Of course, try to be, you know, somewhat educated of where you are, areas and all of that. Even, I can't believe I'm recommending this, but at the very least, before you walk in the house, pull it up on Zillow. See what that number is. At least use that as an ARV to start with. You know, it might be way off, but it's a number to go off of. But make sure you do that. Make sure you set up an appointment, get it on the contract. A contract, you can always call them later and be like, you know what? After, and now you can come up with the excuses. After talking to my partner and this and that, you know, there are better deals out there. We just can't seem to pay this. Or maybe, you know, we're still interested, but it's going to have to be at this price because we saw some houses in the neighborhood. Whatever it is, you can renegotiate. You can cancel it. You can back out. It's fine. And you can do it the same day. All right, so you don't have to waste the seller's time. Please don't waste the seller's time. Get it on the contract and then go verify that you can move forward with it. All right, but have a contract with you. Now, I wanted to cover some optional tools that we still carry. These are tools that we still have in our toolbox with us whenever we go see houses, but these are most obviously optional. You don't have to have these. These just help you as you do more and more deals and everything like that. So the optional tools are a ladder, okay? A ladder is very useful. You have these, if you have a car, right? And you're like, where am I going to fit a ladder? You have the ones that fold up into like little sandwiches. And those are usually more than enough. If you have like a 10-foot ladder, that usually can get you almost anywhere except if it's a two-story house. Ladders are really helpful in case you need to get up into these crawl spaces. There are a lot of times that crawl spaces, they don't have ladders leading up. It's just literally a little hole in the ceiling that you got to push the sheetrock aside and crawl through. Another reason is for the roof. You get on the roof, check out the conditions of the roof. Does it have hail damage? Because sometimes you can file an insurance claim on it. As well as just checking out if there's any damages, if they have chimneys, any wood rot, anything like that. Very helpful to have a ladder with you at all times when you're checking out houses. If you're in San Antonio, I don't know other areas, but in San Antonio or Texas in the summertime, a very useful tool to have with you is wasp spray. The one that probably shoots about 25 feet out, because there are so many times that we go to vacant houses. And what happens? I got to unlock that lockbox, and right above the door, there's a massive wasp's nest right there, right? So if you're my business partner, John Barr, as soon as you see that, you're back in the car. And, you know, it's good to have that little spray. I always have one in the trunk of my car. And just the 25 foot, why is it better? Because you're 25 foot back. Spray those wasps, especially in the back on abandoned houses. You will go, and if they have covered patios and stuff, we went to one that it was covered. It had like 8 or 9 nests just on the covered patio. And we had to go out to see what the AC unit was, what year it was from, the conditions and all that, right? So we had to go out there. So luckily we had the wasp spray. We sprayed all that, waited a few minutes, and then we were able to walk out safely and without any stings on us. Another really cool tool that I personally love having is a wide lens for your cell phone. And again, for all of these things, I'm gonna put a link below, all right? So you can check out the links. But this wide lens, it's so much better. As you can see here, like you have an image that's taken regularly and an image with a wide lens. Huge difference on the amount of space that you can cover with a wide lens. So this helps so you don't have to take, especially in those tiny spaces, small kitchens, small rooms, you don't have to take like 3 or 4 pictures, you know, side by side so you can get a picture of the whole room. You could just usually with one picture, you get the whole space. You get the whole property. I mean, I love having the lens with us. I'm gonna put a link below of where I got this one because it comes with the case. It comes with all of that. So you can check out the lens. Check out the case. Right now, I think they have a sale going on, and they have sale from time to time, especially during Black Friday and holidays like that. So make sure to keep checking them out. But definitely one of the best things to have with you. And last but not least is a tool belt. Tool belts are great to have with you. And just, you know, a hammer, little pliers, some clippers, needle nose pliers, obviously your tape measure. A lot of times in my tool belt, I have a tester for electricity. But my all-time favorite tool, I've had this one for longer than I've been with my wife. So for about 20 plus years, I've had this screwdriver. And this is my favorite one. This is an electrician screwdriver, I believe. And what I love about this is that it has so many little tools within the same screwdriver. And this is so helpful because I go to so many houses, especially in San Antonio, that are older than 1960s. And I like pulling out the faceplate, checking out what the electrical looks like. Is it 3-prong, 2-prong? Is it copper? Because then they had aluminum. Was it aluminum? Damn, I'm having a blank right now. But you want to check out the electrical. Sometimes you want to pull out the panels. A screwdriver is just so helpful to have. And just to have the tools with you, your tool belt with you, it's so helpful because there's so many times, especially on vacant houses, that they have things that you got to move out of the way or whatever it is. It's great to have tools with you. So again, guys, these are the tools. You have your optional tools. This is the most important thing to have, guys. You got to have it with you. Don't fail at this. This is going to be difficult. You're going to struggle a lot if you're going to these properties and you're missing contracts, if you're missing, you know, if it has an addition and you can't measure it, now you got to come back because that additional square footage is going to vary on your offer. I mean, all of these things are so important to have. So make sure you bring them with you. Make sure you have them with you. And it's going to make you a much better investor. So if you're enjoying all these videos, again, guys, subscribe. Check out the video right here if you want to see more on how it is that we wholesale contracts and stuff like that. And then you have more videos from all of our strategies and everything right over here. So I hope you guys are enjoying everything. Comment below. Let me know what you thought. Give us a thumbs up. And I will catch you guys on the next episode.